right. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Success by Design. Hey, if you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden. And what we do here on the Success by Design podcast is we help directors, VPs, and executives get the job, keep the job, and be successful at the job. So, hey, as always, if you're looking for more assistance in your career, you can go over to execupgrades.com/podcast. If you'll notice, my imagery is a little different and I hear an echo. So I'll work on getting the mic. The movers came up for most of you who's been following the podcast for a while. And those in the ECU community know that we are picking up and we are moving the Madden family and all of our businesses, including Executive Career Upgrades, to the Nashville, Tennessee area. So movers just came, picked up all of our stuff. We're actually going to be up there towards middle September. So I'm super excited. But what I'm missing now is I don't have my mic. I don't have my setup, but we on the laptop. And I got a good topic for you today that I know is going to help you in your career. So let's go ahead and get started. You know, the moment when growth stalls, right? The moment when your team's results start to flatten, the moment when you're personally, right, feel like you're moving in circles instead of forward, if you're feeling like that, hey, that is stagnation. But the good news is this, follow me for a sec. It's not failure. It's feedback. It's a signal to yourself. So real quick, if one of these things are happening to you, right, it's a signal to yourself that says, hey, something in your leadership, something in your strategy, or something simply in your environment needs to evolve. And the best leaders don't just break through stagnation. They use it as a springboard. You know, a lot of times when we talk about how we're feeling, right? We're feeling down, we're feeling stagnant, we're feeling this. That's, you know, that's one way you could think of it. Or you can think of it as, hey, it's time for my career upgrade, right? So today I'm going to break down why this happens, stagnation, the warning signs that I want to make sure you don't miss, key strategies to actually break through it, and questions to ask yourself and your team to get this momentum going again if you want to stay in your current environment. And finally, hey, a quick check on learning because I want to make sure, you know, you are ready to apply this. So if you see any of these topics resonating with you already, hey, grab a notepad. Or if you're out on a run, listen on Spotify, that's okay. Just lock into these ideas in your mind because I'm telling you this is going to help. So let's talk about number one a little more in detail. Why this happens? Why do senior leaders hit this stagnation? There's really three big reasons that I want to go through today. And one is just they get comfortable, man. Man, it happens to everybody. They get comfortable with past successes. They reach a plateau on like what worked. And what's been working, right? That's good, but you're not getting more success, right? The goal of life, can we all agree, is to keep doing, like, if it's so funny, right? At the end of each year, you know, you should have more money than you did last year. You should have more leadership knowledge. You should have better communication skills. And hopefully you're a little healthier, a little more in shape. You know, each year you should gain skills, right? But what happens is people become comfortable with, oh, I did this. You know, oh, I was an Inc. 5000 company 2 years ago. I was this 2 years ago. I was this. Great. That's great, man. What have you done recently to push yourself? So leaders reach this plateau because they just get comfortable with past successes. Or the team keeps running the same playbook, but the game has changed. I know this happens. Ads don't come be, you know, you aren't getting as much from online advertising from your sales team, or not a lot of people are taking advantage of your product or your upsells or et cetera, right? The team keeps running the same place and it just doesn't work as well. So don't get comfortable with past successes. Number two, fresh perspective, man. You're surrounded by the same voices, the same data, the same routine. Without outside like mentors, peers, or consultants, what's going to happen? You're going to absolutely not see these blind spots. You're just not. So a lack of fresh perspective. So, hey, man, get yourself a mentor, a group, a peer, consultants. And number three, just misalignment between effort and impact. I love this one. You're working harder, but not smarter. You know, leaders are pushing their teams for activity instead of outcomes, creating burnout. Top three reasons why you have stagnation in your career: comfortable with success, lack of a fresh perspective, misalignment between effort and impact. Now, Here's how to break through. Okay. I want to give you 5 tips where if you do these, if you're feeling this way, I guarantee you this is going to help. So let's break this down. The mission and the vision. The mission and the vision. Strategy 1. Stagnation often comes when your team has just lost sight of why you're doing what you're doing. Okay. And as a leader, you need to be able to reset your team, reset the compass, remind people of the bigger why. You know, for example, right? I've worked with a VP of manufacturing. Their team's metrics kind of flatlined. And once they were like, got an award of like quality and innovation first for this year, right? So think about this, okay? You have to consistently be drilling the mission and the vision into yourself and into the people that you manage. And if you're not feeling that anymore, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to leave your company. Okay. If you aren't bought into the mission and if you aren't bought into where that company's going and you can't do a good job relaying that to your team, that's okay, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for another chapter for you. Okay. Start looking for something different. Question for you. When's the last time you revisited? What's your mission, man? Not the one on your company's wall, but the one in your heart. What is it? Are you doing it now? 2, new metrics, man. If you're only tracking like revenue or output, you're missing like so many growth signals. So add leading indicators, right? Customer engagement, employee development, innovation, how well the team's doing. Shift the scoreboard, right? Reignites energy because it reframes success. A lot of companies do a really bad job at tracking vital, vital things that are vital for the team to succeed. And then they don't even share the information with the team. It's crazy. 3, external feedback loops. You need to bring in mentors, mastermind groups, executive coaches to get honest input from outside of your bubble. You're so focused on like what's right here and what's right here around you that if you don't have other people you can rely on, right, you'll always just remain looking at what you're looking at without any outside perspective. You know, leaders, here's the funny part. A lot of leaders we talk to, they often resist mentors, masterminds, executive coaches because of pride. But remember, man, iron sharpens iron. 4, reinvest in your team. You know, one of the things I tell people my friends a lot in business, they're having a bad day. Executive is having a bad day in his job search. Man, you want to know the quickest way to turn around your freaking day? Find somebody to help, ladies and gentlemen. If you're having a down day because you're dealing with something, you don't know how to overcome it, you know, life's punching you in the gut. Hey, find someone else you can help. Okay. This always re-energizes me. So 4, reinvest in your team. Stagnation is not about you. It's about the people under you. Develop them, man. Challenge them. Rotate the responsibilities around. The fastest way to grow is to, 1, grow yourself. And then 2, grow your people. So let me ask you a question. Who on your team right now could step up if you gave them more responsibility tomorrow? And 5, man, make bold moves. Nothing breaks stagnation like bold action. New program, new product, changing the mission, restructuring, entering a new market. Now, I'm not saying be reckless. I'm saying be decisive. Senior leaders often wait too long. Momentum requires movement. So let's pause here for a sec because I know I'm going through this pretty quickly. Questions I have for you. Why does it happen for senior leaders? Why does stagnation happen? Are you in it right now? Why does stagnation happen for senior leaders? Remember, comfort with past successes, lack of perspective, misalignment of effort and impact. What are 2 strategies that you can do this quarter to break through? Probably the most important, write this one down. Who is one person right now outside of your immediate circle that you can reach out to for maybe just a clean perspective, clear perspective? Here's a note to self. Never get advice from people less successful than you or as successful than you. Always get advice for people more successful than you. Now, take a moment and actually answer these, man. Pause this podcast if you need to. Reflection is what creates clarity, and almost no one likes to do it. Now, I want you to reflect with me. where is your leadership, right? Where in your leadership do you feel the most stagnant? What's maybe one area you've been avoiding? And if I asked your team right now whether they feel energized or stuck, what do you think they'd say? Remember, leadership isn't about knowing all the answers, man. It's about asking the right question and just having the freaking courage to act on the answers. So let's recap today. Stagnation is not failure, it's feedback. But if you're feeling this type of way, ladies and gentlemen, something needs to happen. Okay? We talked about why it came and how to do that. But here's my challenge to you. Pick one of the five strategies that I gave you above, rewind the podcast if you have to, and implement it this week. Don't wait for the next damn quarter, the next budget cycle, the next promotion. Remember, action creates momentum. And as always, do me a favor. If today's episode hit home, I'd love for you to share it with another leader who might feel stuck in their career right now, because breaking stagnation is easier when you're not doing it alone. And as always, if you're serious about leveling up your leadership or your career, you can go to executiveupgrades.com/podcast. We help senior leaders just like you accelerate their careers and build legacies. So hey, until next week, thanks for tuning in to Success by Design. I'm your host, Tim Madden, reminding you that stagnation is not the end. It's the beginning of your next chapter. See everyone next week.